Good morning. I call the Animal Control Center of the City of Palm Coast to order on June 5th, 2018 at 10 a.m. Welcome to the City of Palm Coast Animal Control hearings. My name is Nicole Tokoff. I'm the hearing officer for these proceedings. I'd like to briefly outline the format of today's proceedings. This is a public hearing. These hearings are quasi-judicial in nature. The formal rules of evidence do not apply, though fundamental due process shall be observed and shall govern these proceedings. All testimony shall be under oath and recorded. There is no public comment portion of these proceedings. The hearings will be called in the order of the sign-in sheet and then as otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will speak first, presenting relevant information and evidence for review. Following the city's presentation, you will have an opportunity to speak and present information as well. After an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I will enter a decision regarding the matter, and then your hearing is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you in the mail. I would ask that anyone who is here and will be providing testimony to please stand and raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you hereby swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Excuse me.
I do. Yes.
Thank you. If you would want to remain standing, I always forget to catch you before you sit for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. The first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes from the April 16, 2018 hearing. I reviewed those and they're approved as drafted. And the first case is agenda item number 6, John Skripko. This is case number 2018-040374. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you? John Skripko, 100 Bressler Lane.
Thank you very much. The city may begin when ready.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus John Skripko. Thank you. 100 Bressler Lane. Daisy, a spayed cat, whose license tag originally expired January 24th, 2018. The rabies at the time were up to date. Sorry, just one sec. The rabies had been expired as well. The first notice was mailed out November 3rd of 2017. The second notice was mailed out February 12th of 2018. The citation was posted April 11th and mailed certified April 12th. On April 18th, Ms. Skripko came in and she submitted with the current rabies and submitted for the license tag. The notice of hearing was posted at the location and at City Hall on May 10th, 2018, was mailed certified but came back as unclaimed. Previously, the citations that were issued and then waived were October of 2012, April of 2014, and March of 2015. The city recommends that the $75 first citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Skripko, what would you like to say this morning?
Oh, yeah, thank you. So her statement is pretty much accurate with some variances with inside of there. So what we had is we received a first notice in November. Actually, I actually got it in December. I just found the mail under December. But we had another cat, Patches, who had to have a veterinarian procedure done on December 22nd. And that procedure, the doctor kept her under longer than she should have. December 24th, we found her dead Christmas Eve morning. So the week of the 26th, I called the City of Palm Coast on the card that I received, and I spoke with Judy. And I explained the situation. She apologized profusely and sent her condolences to me, and I asked, what should we do in this situation because we do not trust the veterinarian that we're at? And I was told, quote, sorry for your loss. Please take the time that you need. So we took the time that we needed because this was my son and my daughter's cats, not mine. And we turned around and tried to find out some friends where another veterinarian was. My wife went and talked to a couple of veterinarians, and we scheduled an appointment for the vet visit to get the rabies vaccination because you needed to also get a health checkup with the new vet and everything else like that. So we did that, and that was scheduled for when we got back from vacation. We returned from vacation. We returned from vacation on a Sunday. On a Monday, we found our yellow post-it note from the city of Palm Coast on our garage. I told her to ignore it because we had the vet appointment on Tuesday. Tuesday, she got the vet appointment. Wednesday, she went and paid down the $5 fee and got the license and was told by one of the gentlemen in the office, "I'm sorry, your husband has to mandatorily appear." So we didn't respond to any of the letters. And then after the seventh letter and the second person coming to my house, I called the city and asked what was going on. We met the code requirement because the code says failure to license and vaccinate. Well, we did that. And the precedence was is we actually reached out to the city in this case and said, "We're not going to be able to meet your timeline because we lost an animal to a vet failure, and we're asking for some forgiveness and some time to do that." And the city's own employee told me to take our time. We're sorry for your loss. Now, we did meet the code requirement. And according to the Section 8 of Code, a city of code enforcement, it actually does not say that there's a late fee or a time period within inside of there. And also within Fair Debt Collections Acts, a $75 fee on a $5 licensing fee is over 150% and is well within outside of the guidelines of Fair Debt Collections Acts. So in this case, when you have a $5 licensing fee and then the time frames where my wife would did not pay the thing in time, it was because she had to schedule a vet appointment to go in and see that. We homeschool our two kids and my wife stays at home with them. So to take the time to go and get a veterinary appointment and get it in within the time frame that the city has allotted to pay a $5 fee, she didn't do it in the time frame, but we've always met the requirement of the code, which was to license and vaccinate. And I go back to Jim Landon's statement when this code was first passed and he was interviewed by Pierre Tristan. He says, "Is this more about money?" And he says, "No, this is not about the money. It's about the welfare of the animals. And also so we can have a database so if there's any harm to animals, we know where those are at." So we didn't have any harm to the animal. We called the city asking for forgiveness in this case because we needed some extra time because of the animal passing. They granted us that from their own person. We came in and paid the fee and got the license, and we met the requirements for that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Does the city have a response?
Well, I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure you did speak to me about it, and I know that I always give condolences when somebody loses a pet because that's very sad.
You know, I felt very moved at the time about that because I told you what happened.
And you said that was in December?
That was the week after Christmas because it was right after it happened.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it wasn't after Christmas. It was January 3rd when I got back into the office at work.
Okay. That's 4 months later, which is April is when you did get it taken care of. That's going beyond, as far as we're concerned, what we think is a reasonable amount of time to take your time. Take your time is basically like 1 or 2 months. I mean, it doesn't take 4 months to get a vet appointment.
At the same time, I would argue if she would have said, "Mr. Scripio, if you can have that done by March, we would be completely fine. If you have it done by February, we'd be completely fine." She says, "Take your time." We met the requirements. We were away on vacation. In addition, we were doing a college visit for my daughter. So we put those things over paying a $5 fee to the city when we have an 8-year-old cat who's lived in our house since the day that we adopted her from Flagler Animal Hospital, from the Humane Society. She doesn't go out except when she goes to the vet.
Also, we have waived this 3 other times, so you are aware of that it is.
But in this case here, we're talking about what happened in this case here, not the 3 other times. The other times we also paid it and met the code requirement. And that's what we're here today is about, the code requirement, because this is a code from the city of Palm Coast.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. Okay, here's what I'm going to do on this one. I disagree with you that you met the requirements. Clearly the license has an expiration date. Expiration means it has expired. Therefore, you need to keep it current. The city code is pretty clear about that. I also take note of the prior incidents, so it seems like this is an ongoing issue. That said, and I never do this, I am not going to impose a $75 fine just because there was apparently a miscommunication between the city. But I will say this, if this comes in front of me again, I will not
be waiving any fees.
The only reason why I'm here today is because I actually reached out to the city and asked for forgiveness in this case. Well, actually for an extension or whatever, and I asked for their advice. That's why I'm here.
I understand that.
Otherwise it would have been paid on.
I wanted to be clear that I completely agree with Judy that 4 months is way too long. Mm-hmm. That said, because there was apparently a miscommunication, I will not impose the fine, but not again. So make sure that it's done before it expires. The city sends plenty of notices in advance. Like I said, it seems like this is an ongoing issue, so make sure it gets taken care of, please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm going to...
You too. Thank you. Okay. Up next, agenda item 17. Mr. Koyak? Did I say that right? How do you say it? Koyak?
Yes, correct.
Koyak. Okay.
John Koyak, 16 Oasis Circle, representing Coco.
Did you say 15 Oasis Circle?
16
Oasis Circle. Okay, and for the record, this is case number 2018-030288. The city may proceed.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus John Koyak, 16 Oasis Circle. Coco, a spay dog whose license tag expired December 27th, 2017. Give me one sec. The rabies were up to date, and they still are up to date. They expire October 27th of 2018. The first notice was mailed October 12th of 2017. The second notice was mailed January 4th of 2018. The citation was posted March 20th, mailed certified March 21st, and it was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. On March 22nd, they submitted and brought the license tag up to date, which will expire December 27th, 2018. It was Mr. Koyak that came in, and when he submitted, he said that he would attend the hearing. This is the second offense of failure to license an animal. The notice of hearing was posted at the location and at City Hall on May 16th, and mailed certified May 17th. Previously, citations that were waived were April 2013, February 2014, March of 2016. The first offense was in March of 2017. When they submitted, they paid the citation, the first offense citation, in lieu of coming to the hearing. So this is the second offense for failure to license. The city recommends that the $100 second offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of law. Entering into evidence the city's composite one, proven proper service, along with supporting documents. Okay, thank you. Mr. Koyak?
The first notice I received was dated 3/20/18, which was posted on my garage door. I came here 2 days later and purchased the license. I didn't receive the communications that were marked or mailed, I guess, to my house prior to that.
I can give you copies if you like.
So I'll see if I had anything.
I would suggest speaking to your postal service.
Many times. As a matter of fact, I have the postmaster Jim Davis' cell phone number. We've had a lot of issues in Pawnee and Van Buren, you know. Over the 8 years I lived here.
Okay. I just want to point out that this is renewed the same time. It's supposed to be renewed the same time every year. Since you have had three previous citations waived and one that you paid in lieu of the hearing, that date, you should know that your license is due that date. So we did do our due diligence. So
what is the due date?
The due date is December 27th every year.
Does anyone have anything else? Did you have anything else?
No.
Did you have anything else?
No.
Okay. The notices are served upon mailing. Looks like they were sent to the right place. I reviewed them. They were done timely and compliant with the statute. So I'm going to first I'm going to admit the city's exhibit this composite exhibit A and find the city's supplemental notice requirements for these proceedings. I'm also going to find that Mr. Clark owned and still owns Poco the Spade Dog at 1608 Sixth Circle. That there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the City Code. Since you have submitted, you need to make an order in that regard. However, I will find that the $100 fine, which is reasonable for a second offense, I will impose that fine, which will be due 30 days within the date of the invoice. Do you have any questions?
How do I pay that?
That's a question for Judy.
We'll mail you an invoice, and if you see the invoice, you can either mail it in or you can call with the invoice in the customer service and pay it over the phone, or you can come into the office.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
There being no one else present for any further hearings, we'll proceed in the order of the agenda. It looks like agenda items seem to go together, but they're for two separate incidents. Do you want to do those together or separately? Do you have a preference?
Separately, please.
Okay. I also noted that we have two different owners listed for the same animals.
Yes. The reason is because the first offense was from even the first offense, which was with. The last hearing was the first offense. I have a copy of it if you like. All the
information. I think you can get it back if you think it's good.
I don't think you can see it, unfortunately. This was all.
Yes, I have a note here. No prior incident. Maybe I should read my notes. I don't remember this.
So that was. To leave this area, and she is aware of who owned the cat. She was aware of who owned the dog, so she issued the citation to the dog owner. The second citation, which is agenda item number two, which we are going to be hearing, happened when Eva was not working, and Mr. Jordan was there. Heather had gone with him. It was actually his case, and he wrote it to the property owner, who does reside at One Walter Place also. And that's why it's a different name there. Mr. Doonan is not here today, so Heather will be presenting agenda item two.
I'm sorry, what did you say about agenda item two?
Mr. Doonan is not in today, so Heather, who was there, will be presenting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what that is. Agenda item 2, case number 2018-030622. Heather Priestack, City of Palm Coast Animal Control Officer. I am entering into evidence today from Pilot 1 for improper service along with supporting documents for the animal jewel. We recall that on March 9th, of 2018 for the dog running at large. The city of OBN was the one that wrote the citation. Second citation is $100 for running at large, $100 for creating a nuisance. The dog was running at large. I did see the dog running at large. The dog also attacked and bit the dog while it was running at large. So we do have a bite piece attached to this citation as well. There's an affidavit from Ronald Wilson, who was out walking with his wife and also saw the dog running at large, as well as two police reports. I had already been out there a couple of times for her running at large. I knew that she was written. They were written a courtesy notice in the past, as well as a notice of violation and a citation, and have been to hearing for the dog running at large in the past. The dog was very territorial. She come back into her property and onto her cement enclosure and back out to the street several times. We sat there because we were not able to catch her as she ran in and out from her property and onto the street a few times. Somebody did come to the address. The guy did not live there. But he was familiar with the dog. He went in through the open screen, screen enclosure into the back door. He put her in the house. He came out the front. She came out the back. He again put her in the house and secured the door, but and she then stayed inside.
Excuse me. Ms. Stevens, who is the owner of the dog, just came in.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to.
Yeah. Ms. Stevens, are you the only one testifying today? Can you raise your right hand to be sworn in? Right hand. Do you hereby swear affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Okay, can you come to the podium? I know you've been here before, but you missed my little speech. The city's going to go first, and you'll have an opportunity to respond. They were, I think, wrapping up their case. But if you could just state your name for the record.
Brooke Stevens.
And your address?
1 Walter Place.
Okay. I'm sorry, Ms. Priestap, hold on 1 second. You may continue.
The dog was placed on quarantine for the bite to the other dog by Eva on, I think it was March 11th. The 11th, it was put on quarantine for 10 days. That concludes my case.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know you didn't hear the first part of this. They were explaining the incident. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Well, we have this neighbor who lives across the street, and the first time I was here, the dog was getting out, and then we got an electric fence, and she stopped getting out, and then the neighbor just kept calling, and he called, the cops for, us parking in this swale, and then we had a shovel on the side of the on the side of the house, and he called the cops for that too. So it started to be he was just calling just to screw with us because he doesn't like him. So I don't really know half of the reasons why he called for Jewel this time. But the last time he called for Jewel, after we were here last time, I brought her to my cousin's house because we're in the process of moving actually, but I didn't want her to keep running out because when you move, you leave doors open and stuff. So she's there, and then he called again, and I'm like, she's not even here. She's at my cousin's, and she's still there, so.
Okay, well, you missed the first part of the testimony where Ms. Priestap right there personally witnessed your dog running out loose.
Okay.
So she was out, according to Ms. Priestap.
This is the March 9th one where she bit the other dog.
Okay.
Where she was running loose, 3 deputies responded. Me and Bill Dunan responded.
Okay.
Bill Dunan's the one who actually wrote the citation this time.
All right.
It was 100 for running at large and 100 for the dog creating a nuisance.
Oh, that must be the one where I was at work. Is that the second offense?
The second one.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I was talking about the third. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, we need to have context. I know you came in late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have anything you want to say about this one then?
Really?
Okay. All right.
So for purposes of this, again, we're on agenda item 2. And who's, is it Brian or Byron Trask?
It's Byron.
Byron. And who is that?
That's his dad, but he passed away a month ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that. And the dog is your dog?
Yeah.
Does the city have a recommendation as to how I should deal with the fact that this citation was issued to Byron Trask?
Since the owner is present, can we amend the name on the citation? Since she is the one who received it as well and was aware of the incident because the dog was put on quarantine.
Ms. Stevens, do you dispute that you were aware of this situation and received the citation?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes, you dispute that?
Oh, no. I was aware of it.
Okay. Okay. We can do that. So, for purposes of the record, the citation will be amended to reflect that Brooke Stevens is the owner, and for this agenda item, case number 2018-030622, I'm going to amend the city's exhibits as composite exhibit A and find that city staff met all notice requirements, that Brooke Stevens owned and still owns Jewel. Is Jewel spayed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The spayed dog at 1 Walter Place. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-30B of the City Code for running at large, as well as violation of Section 8-30A of the City Code for animal creating a nuisance. That is defined under Section 8-28 of the City Code. I am particularly today referring to subsection 1, which is an animal that is repeatedly in excess of 2 times found at large, and subsection 11, chasing vehicles, livestock, domestic animals, humans, or running at large. Being that this is the second offense, I find that $100 for each offense is a reasonable fine for a second offense that will be imposed. So the total fine of $200 will be due within 30 days. I didn't have enough coffee this morning. 30 days of the date of the invoice. Do you have any questions on this one? I know we have another one. Okay. And you said you were moving, right?
Yeah.
Out of Palm Coast or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Up next is agenda item 3, case number 2018-030492. And I'll let the record reflect that Ms. Stevens is present for this one, of course. The city may begin when ready.
Good morning. Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast Animal Control. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animal Jewel, violation animal running at large, third offense in creating a nuisance, third offense as well. First notice mailed, first class, December 28th, 2017. Second notice mailed, first class, March 9th, 2018. Citation dated March 21st, 2018. Certified mail, again, March 23rd, 2018. Results were unclaimed. The hearing was posted at location and City Hall, May 11th, 2018. And certified mailed May 14th, 2018. Previous first offense, April 3rd, 2018, and we just went over a second offense. City recommends $400 total. Third offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice. This was the March 11th, where I was asked to respond out to the location by Officer Doonan to try to do the quarantine agreement for the previous case we just heard of, the dog versus dog. When I responded to the location this day, I was approached by the gentleman across the street from 29 Walker Drive, stating that the dog was loose all morning and that he had video of it. He showed me video from his phone. I could see that the dog was loose in his yard, and he provided an affidavit as well. At this time, a notice of violation was posted on the door. And the owner showed up just as we were getting ready to head out, and the quarantine agreement was signed for the dog versus dog. The citation was issued after receipt of the affidavit. affidavit from 29 Walker Drive. He was to provide a video to me. He did not. I only received his affidavit, and again, the citation was written upon his affidavit for third offense.
Okay, Ms. Stevens, what would you like to say about this one? Is this the neighbor you were talking about?
Yeah, what I said before. Because he seriously, like, he might have shown you a video, but we didn't have Jewel then, so it could have been an old video or something, because he really does harass us. Like, you know, and, like, his sister was thinking about, like, calling the cops and all this stuff.
Do you have a response? Did you look, does the video depict, have a date on it, or depict the dog being aggressive, or just running?
It did not. It just showed an animal running loose in his yard. It did not have a date or time. And again, it was from his, he took video on his phone from his surveillance system, I believe. So, yes, there was no date or time stamp.
Okay. Ms. Stevens, did you have anything else to add? Okay, so on this one, the dog was obviously there because, the dog was there for the quarantine on the 11th. That's what I thought. Okay, thank you for confirming that. So I will uphold the violation as to the running at large, but not to the nuisance. I don't have enough evidence of that.
Yeah.
So I will, just for purposes of the record, I'm going to repeat myself. I will admit the city's exhibits as composite exhibit A and find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings, that Ms. Stevens owned and still owned Jewel the spayed dog at 1 Walter Place. There was a violation of Section 8-30B of the city code for animal running at large. However, as I mentioned, I will not find violation of 8-30A for creating a nuisance. I'm going to order the fine, which is $200 for a third offense. The imposed that will be due within 300. Why do I keep it? 30 days of invoice. I'm writing and talking at the same time. Do you have any questions on this one? Okay, thank you. Good luck with your mic. Thank you. Good day. Okay, now there being nobody present, can you go up? I send out item 5. The case for 2018-30250. Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Emily and Brandon Reed, 111 Birchwood Drive. I have been with the evidence the city's composite walk to the public surface along with supporting documents. Alicia?
You don't want to stand in
front? No.
I
don't have that.
Great.
I would love to see it if I liked her anyways, but anyway, Felici, a spay dog, whose license expired December 8th of 2016. The rabies expired March 27th of 2017. This is the second offense for failure to license and vaccinate an animal. The first notice was mailed October 12th, 2017. The second notice was mailed January 4th, 2018. The citation was posted March 14th. Mailed certified March 16th, and it came back as unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted at the location and at City Hall on May 10th, mailed certified on May 11th, and came back as refused. Previously, on March 2016, the citation was issued and waived because they submitted. We went to a hearing June of 2017, which was the first offense. They were found to be in violation. The city requires a current rabies certificate and $5 license fee. The city also recommends that the $100 second offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, and we'll let the record reflect that neither Emily or Brandon Reed is present for these proceedings. I'm going to admit the city's exhibits as composite exhibit A and find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. That Emily and Brandon Reed owned and still own Khaleesi the spayed dog at 111 Birchwood Drive, and that there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the city code. I'm going to order that they comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $5 licensing fee.
and I'm also going to find myself in the first piece of $100 fine for a second offense is reasonable, and that fine will be imposed to be due within 30 days of the date of receipt of not refund. And my final action with regard to that matter, up to the item number at December 2018, 0431. If we could do it gently, I guess we can. Thank you. Student Flammer for the City of Palm Coast. This is Holly Bernard, 7 Edwin Lane. I'm entering it into evidence. This is Composite 1, proving proper service and all supporting documents. Sebastian, a neutered dog, and Jack, a male dog, whose license tags expire January 20th. The rabies expire June 3rd of 2017. The first notices were mailed November 3rd of 2017. The second notice was mailed, second notices were mailed February 12th of 2018. The citation was posted it was served in hand to Haven Bernard on April 11th of 2018. The notice of hearing was posted at the location and at City Hall on May 11th and mailed certified May 14th. Previously, in May of 2017, citations were issued, but they submitted, so they were waived. This is a first offense for both animals. The city requires $5 for Sebastian and $10 for Jack. Rabies certificates for both animals. And the city is recommending that if they do not submit on or before June 20th, we recommend that the $75 first offense citations be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Do you have any contact from this person, Ms. Bernard?
No. Well, yes, she signed Haven Bernard signed for the citations originally.
We know who Haven Bernard is?
I believe she is a daughter.
What about the notice of hearing, though? I don't see a result for the certified.
No, it still has not come back, or it's still in the process. They try to serve it three times, and then they return it if it has not been claimed.
Okay. Just looking at my calendar. Okay, I will accept the city's recommendations, but I'm going to give a little bit more time to comply than 6:20 because the hearing notice has only been a few weeks. Well, it's been about 3 weeks. I'm feeling generous today. Okay, so just for clarity of the record, agenda item number nine, case number 2018-040431, this is as to Sebastian, the neuter dog. I'm going to admit, as to both, I'm going to admit the exhibits and find that city staff met all notice requirements. As to Sebastian, I'm going to find that Holly Bernard owned and still owns Sebastian the neuter dog at 7 Edwin Lane and that there was a violation of Section 8-51A. I'm going to order that she comply by providing proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $5 licensing fee. I'm going to give her until June 29th. If she does that in time, no further fine will be imposed. However, if she fails to comply on time, a $75 fine, which is reasonable for her first offense, will be imposed to be due within 75. Why do I keep getting my numbers wrong? To be due within 30 days. Jeez. Okay, and that will be final action with regard to agenda item number 9. As to 10, this is case number 2018-040432, Jack the male dog. Same ruling. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the City Code for failure to license and order that Ms. Bernard comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $10 fee as to Jack. On or before June 29th, if she does that, no further fine will be imposed. However, if she does not, a $75 fine, which is reasonable for a first offense, will be imposed to be due within 30 days of the date of the invoice. And that's final action with regard to number 10. Okay, up next is number 12, case number 2018-030261.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Michelle Messages, Two Faith Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. General, a neutered dog whose license tag expired December 20th of 2014, and the rabies we have on file expired December 9th of 2014. This is failure to license and vaccinate an animal, a second offense.
The first notice was mailed October 12th of 2017. The second notice was mailed January 4th of 2018. The citation was posted March 14th and mailed certified March 16th, which came back as unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted at the location and City Hall on May 10th, mailed certified May 11th, and came back as unclaimed. February of 2015 and March of 2016, citations were issued, but they submitted. Oh no. They did not submit. They submitted for 2015, 2016, I believe, was. The city requires a $5 license fee and a fair rating certificate. The city also requires that the $100 of defense citation be imposed due 30 days to the city. This is for clarity of the record. The hearing was due from 2016. Yes, Mr. Would you agree with me that it doesn't appear that they would have submitted if their expirations were in 14? Do they have submitted at all since then? Versus William Goodwin, 32 Flamingo Drive, for entering into evidence the city's composite line, proving the supporting documents. Charlie, state dog, whose license had originally expired December 8th of 2018, and the rabies were up to date. They did not expire until May 10th of 2018. Was mailed October 12th of 2017. The second notice was mailed January 4th. Citation was posted March 14th and mailed certified March 16th. It was signed for by William Goodwin. The notice of hearing was posted at the location and at City Hall on May 10th. And mailed certified May 11th, which was also signed for by William Goodwin. They did go to the Flagler Humane Society March 20th and updated the license tag. So the license tag is up to date until December 8th of 2018. Previously, March of 2016 and March of 2017, some cases were issued. They submitted, came into compliance, so we did waive those 2 years. The city recommends that the $75 gross offense citation be imposed in 30 days.
All right, so is that correct that the rabies was not issued to the citation, but it is currently at the district?
It is, yeah, yes, it was not at the time. It was not an issue when they renewed the license tag.
I'm also going to order to comply by submitting proof.
have 3 leaves on the same person. That's going to be
if we could do agenda item 24 also,
we can. So the rest of them is agenda 24. So we can 0, 3, 0, and 5.
To be brought to the City of Palm Coast versus the Lost Isle, 13 Pine Grove Drive, and entering into the city's composite one, moving to the surface along with supporting documents. Honey, a female dog, and Diamond, also a piece of dog, whose license has expired December 27th, 2017, and the rabies expired February 4th, 2018. The first notices were mailed October 12th of 2017. The second notices were mailed January 4th of 2018. The citation was posted March 21st and mailed certified March 22nd, same as unsigned. The notice of hearing was posted at the location in the City Hall on May 15th and mailed certified May 16th. We do not have results from that as yet. Previously, November of 2014 and December of 2015, citations were issued. We did come into compliance, so both those citations have been waived. The city requires a current rabies certificate and policies for each animal. And the city also recommends that the $75 first offense citations be imposed due 30 days from receipt.
Okay. Item 24. Let the record reflect that Ms. Roscoe nor anyone on her behalf are here. Neither Ms. Roscoe nor anyone on her behalf are here. I'm going to find that from the city who didn't send the positive exhibit A and find the city sent all those requirements. And Ms. Roscoe and Ms. Smith, not the female dog, and Mark the female dog, Esther, Pine Grove Drive. Let's see, those animals are up to find out the violation section you have to do in the city code, order that Ms. Roscoe provide proof of rabies vaccine applicable to animal licensing fee. Also, if those animals want to find a $75 fine for using that for first offense, I will close the request. We do have some things to do with the request with regard to agenda items 3 and 4. Next is agenda item 27, is the DS-0302-97. City Flower for the City of Palm Coast versus Frank Redden, one cook room. Entering into evidence, deposit one food and proper service along with supporting documents. Lost Hill Amusement Club, whose license expired December 21st of 2017. Rabies expired February 7th of 2017. The first notice was mailed October 12th of 2017. The second notice was mailed January 4th, 2018. The citation was posted March 19th. And mailed certified March 20th. It was signed for, but the signature was ineligible. The notice of hearing was sent to Frank Redden and posted at City Hall on May 17th of 2018. Previously, citation March of 2016 was issued. They submitted and it was waived. This is required for the current rabies certificate and $5 license fee. If not submitted on or before June 20th, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed for 30 days to receive the notice. Okay. I'm going to find an exhibit plus exhibit A and find the city staff mental notice requirement. I will find that Frank Redmond owns Roscoe, the neuter dog at one point. There is a violation of Section 8-51A of the city code. Or that he complied with submitting proof of rabies vaccination and paying an applicable $5 licensing fee on or before June 20th. If he complies, so the fine will be imposed. However, if no compliance on time, the fine is $25. It's going to be reasonable for first offense to be imposed to be due to 30 days of choice. And that is my question with regard to denied 27. Next is 28, item 28, December 2018, 040410. Judy Clement from the City of Palm Coast versus Elizabeth Frost for Fort Lane. Entering the city's deposit one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Prince and neutered dog, whose license had expired January 27th of 2018. The rabies were expired as of all these places on April 27th, 2018. On April 21st, a rabies was notices to that purchase. The first notice was mailed November 3rd of 2017. The second notice was mailed February 12th of 2018. The citation was issued in accordance with rules of the Vice Senate on April 11th. Notice of hearing was issued in hand to Elizabeth Vice Senate and posted to the wall on May 17th. Previously, March 2015, a citation was issued, they submitted, and it was waived. City requires $5 license fee. If not submitted before June 20th, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed in 30 days to the request.
Okay. I'm pointing to that the city's exhibits is composite of the names of the city staff and all notice requirements for these proceedings. That Elizabeth Freisinger owned and still owns the fence of the dog at 4 Court Lane. There was violation of section 61A of the city code, and she complied with the applicable $5 fee on the 14th. And she complies with the fine we imposed. If she fails to comply on time, the fine is $75, which is reasonable for first offense, will be imposed to be due within 30 days to the invoice. Up next, agenda item 29, case number 2016-03-29.
Judy Flammer from the City of Palm Coast versus Jennifer Espy and Gregory Smith, 5 Post Bay Lane, and entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Zeus, a neutered dog whose license tag expired December 7th of 2017. The rabies are up to date until June 4th of 2019. The first notice was mailed October 12th of 2017. The second notice was mailed January 4th of 2018. Citation was posted March 19th, mail certified March 20th, which came back as unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted at the location and at City Hall on May 17th, and mail certified May 17th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. In February 2015 and in March of 2016, citations were issued, but they came into compliance, so both of those were waived. The city requires a $5 license fee, and the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
And I'm going to admit the city's exhibits as composite exhibit A and find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. That Jennifer Esty and Gregory Smith owned and still own Zeus the neutered dog at 5 Post Tree Lane, that there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the City Code, and that they complied by submitting a $5 licensing fee for Zeus. I'm also going to find that $75 is reasonable for first offense. I will impose that fine. It will be due within 30 days of the date of the invoice. Next is agenda item 30, case number 2018-030303.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Marcy Myers, 43B as in Boy Prosperity Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. Gypsy, a female dog whose license tag expired December 15th of 2017. The rabies expired January 21st of 2018. First notice was mailed October 12th of 2017, and the second notice was mailed January 4th of 2018. Citation was posted March 21st and mailed certified March 27th, which came back as unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted at the location and at City Hall on May 15th, 2018, and mailed certified May 16th. We have no results from that as yet. There have been previous citations of hearings held for this panel. The city requires the current rabies certificate and the $10 license application fee. If not submitted before June 20th, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, I'm going to introduce the city's system positive to the name of the city staff met all notice requirements that Marcy Myers found in the city on duty with a female dog at 43B Foster Department. There was a violation of Section 8-51 of the city code, and has to comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and payment. The $10 license fee on the 14th.
action applies on time, there will be no further fine imposed. However, she fails to plan and the fine of $76, which is reasonable for the first offense, will be imposed to be another duty-free imposed. Up next, agenda item 32, granted deterrence. I'm sorry, case number 55-18-044-0442. Case file for the City of Palm Coast versus Angelina Harris, 93 Rickenbacker Drive. Bring it to the city's composite work, including cost of similar supportive documents. Chang Yo, Phil DeLong, who is like his name, expired January 13th. The rabies was February 14th, 2017. The first notice was mailed November 3rd, 2017. The second notice was mailed February 12th, 2018. The citation was posted April 12th, mailed certified April 13th, and came back as an incomplete. The notice of gift was posted at the location in the City Hall on May 11th. And was mailed certified May 14th. Now, from the results as yet. Yeah. The previous citations are hearing as held for the town. The city requires a rabies certificate and a $10 license fee. If not submitted on or before June 20th, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days to receipt of invoice.
And all ministries agree with the capacity agreement and by the city staff on those current for these proceedings that Brandon Lee Harris and then still on Jim Gooden O'Dog at 93 Rickenbacker Drive. But there was a violation of Section 8-1A of the city code and that he should comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and paying an applicable $10 licensing fee on or before June 20th. If he complies on time, no further fine will be imposed. However, if he fails to comply on time, a fine of $75, which is reasonable for a first offense, will be imposed due within 30 days of the date of the invoice. Before we do the next one, I want to go back. I had my dates wrong, and I want to be consistent on these. The one I said was Bernard. 9 and 10, agenda items 9 and 10, my order will be amended to reflect the deadline will be June 20th, not the 29th. Did I confuse you, or are you? I gave an extra week because I was miscalculating my dates, but I want to go back and amend that so all these are consistent.
Oh, okay.
Everyone
sure.
Who's given a chance is going to be due on June 20th.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh, yes.
Sorry for any confusion.
Not at all.
Okay. Up next, we can do these together, 37 and 38. Case numbers 2018-040461 and 040462.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Lisa Dawson, Thomas and Lisa Dawson.
Andrejczyk, I think.
Okay.
I watch a lot of hockey, so I feel like it helps me pronounce these difficult last names.
Okay. 18 Weblow Place. Princess a spayed dog and Mo a spayed dog, whose license tags expired January 26th of 2017. Princess's rabies expired October 22nd of 2016, and Mo's license rabies expired April 12th of 2017. The first notices were mailed November 2nd of 2017. The second notices were mailed February 12th, 2018. The citations were served in hand to Thomas. You can put it to your head. And Drake.
That sounds right.
Pretty close. Okay. The notice of hearing was posted at the location at the City Hall on May 11th, 2015. And they also certified on May 14th. And that's, there are no results so far. Previously, October of 2012, May 2013, April 2014, and March 2015 citations were issued. They came out of compliance and they were waived.
the first offense from court hearing June of 2016. They did submit. That was the first offense. The second offense went to the hearing June of 2017. They didn't submit. So this is a third offense for both animals. Considering fines. Current rabies certificates for both animals, $5 for each animal, for a total of $10. The city also recommends that the $200 third offense citations be imposed for each animal due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, as to both agenda items, please up to 38 and then to city's exhibits, composite exhibit A and 5 and 6 staff morale notice requirements. Is that Lisa and Thomas and Rachel? Okay. I want to show Princess the Spade Dog and Moses the Spade Dog at 18 Webelow Place that there was a violation of Section 8-51A as to each animal. And also, as to each animal, I'm going to order they comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and paying the applicable $5 licensing fee. I'm also going to impose a $200 fine, which I find to be reasonable for a third offense, as to each dog, to be due within 30 days of the date of the invoice. Up next, agenda item 43, case number 2018-030373.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Melanie John, 30 Westminster Drive. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Xena, a female dog whose license expired December 16th of 2017. The rabies expired December 20th of 2017. The first notice was mailed October 12th of 2017. The second notice was mailed January 4th of 2018. The citation was posted March 14th, the notice expired March 16th, and was signed for the signature of March 12th. The notice of hearing was posted at the location at the City Hall May 11th. It was certified May 14th and was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. There have been no previous citations or hearings held for failure to license the vaccinated animal. The city requires a current rate certificate and $10 license application fee. If not submitted on it before June 20th, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed in 30 days of the receipt of invoice.
Okay, I will admit the city's exhibit is composite exhibit A and find that city staff had all notice requirements for these proceedings that Melanie John owned and still owns Xena, the female dog, at 30 Westminster Drive, that there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the city code, and that she should comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and paying the applicable $10 license fee. If she complies on or before June 20th, 2018, no further fine will be imposed. However, if she fails to comply on time, a fine of $75, which is reasonable for her first offense, will be imposed to be due within 30 days of the date of the invoice. Last but not least, agenda item 44, case number 2018-040475.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Kelly A. Wright, 13 Woodbury Place. And I'm turning into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with the city documents. Lady, a spayed dog whose license tag expired January 6th of 2018. And the license, the rabies were current. They did not expire until January 11th of 2020. The first set was on November 3rd, 2017. The first was mailed February 12th of 2018. The citation was posted April 11th. Also signed April 12th. It was passed for the signature was in telephone. They did submit and are now up to date on April 19th. The notice here was posted at the location at the City Hall on May 11th. It was certified on May 14th. It was passed for the signature was unintelligible. Previous citations were April of 2014 and April of 2015. They were issued, they came into compliance, so the city waived those two citations. The city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed in 30 days from receipt of
the report. Can I move the city's documents to composite exhibit A and send the city staff on those requirements to these proceedings? If Kelly Wright owns and still owns the city's dog first,
But there is a violence necessity that 51 of the city code that comply by submitting, or excuse me, doesn't exist because it is submitted on people 19. However, I'm going to impose them a $5 fine if we risk that it will be due within 30 days of the invoice. With regards to this matter, there being no unfinished old new business report, the next animal control license hearing will be August 7th, 2008 at 10 a.m. This hearing is adjourned at 11:05 a.m.